Here in the second quarter, the Bearcats with a 6-0 lead over Ravenna. The winner of this football game will move on to the semifinals of Division 7 and play either against Ishpeming or McBain. Right now, Ishpeming at the half at last check was up 30-8 over McBain. Third down and 5 coming up for the Bearcats on the Ravenna 31. Back to throw is Drake, under pressure again. Fumble the football. The Bulldogs pick it up at midfield, and they'll fall on it. Another Bearcats. No, I thought the Bearcats had it, but the ball came loose again, but the Bulldogs have it. All kinds of pressure being applied by the Ravenna defense. Drake had no time to throw.
It almost looked as if they were trying to set up a screen, and the defensive front got in there so fast he couldn't get it out to the left-hand side.
Well, the Bearcats turn it over. Keep an eye on that one. We'll see how important that is. With 9:29 to play in the first quarter, the Bulldogs take over in Bearcat territory at the 46. They'll split a receiver out wide to the left. Vanderwagen in the backfield. They'll hand it to him. Vanderwagen straight up the middle. He'll pick up 3 on the play, actually closer to 4. Second down coming up.
Well, the Ubley defense is going to be forced to defend a short field here, so they need to rise up to the challenge. Did a pretty good job on that last drive by Ravenna. Ravenna went 8 plays and then went out on downs, so this Ubley defense, a little bit shorter field to work with here, and they need to rise to the challenge to preserve their 6-0 lead.
Second down and 6 coming up here for the Bulldogs. They'll split a receiver out to the left again, send a man in motion, and they'll hand it off to Gardenauer, who is hit at the 40, broke free from that, and the Bearcats having some trouble bringing him down. Make that Ryan Nutt the ball carrier. And he'll be taken down near the 36-yard line. It'll bring up 3rd and 1.
A little trouble wrapping up on the play there. Looked like Ubley wanted to deliver the big blow, and unfortunately, Ryan Nutt, he's kind of a hammer, too, on that backfield for Ravenna, and he was able to get close to first down yardage.
From our vantage point, he looks to be a little bit bigger than Vanderwagen in size.
Yeah, it would appear that way.
We'll split another receiver out to the left. Cortade up under center. He'll hand it off. And it's Ryan Nutt, the ball carrier again. He has the first down for the Bulldogs near the 33-yard line.
Much like Cleary, he keeps his feet going, so you're not going to be able to drag him down by his shirt tails.
Ryan Nutt a little shorter than Vanderwagen and maybe a little more size. Vanderwagen tall and thin, so maybe that's why they decided to pound the football a little bit more with Ryan Nutt on this possession right now. It's a first down for the Bulldogs on the Bearcat 33-yard line. They'll send another man in motion, and they'll hand it off to Ryan Nutt again, and this time the Bearcat defense right there anticipating that one. He has dropped for a loss of about a yard on the play. 2nd and 11 coming up.
Can only go to the well so many times there, and they ran to success with Ryan Nutt, but now Ravenna may be forced to go a different route as they try to continue this drive.
They'll split a receiver wide. That's Connor Chopp out to the right. And they'll send a man in motion. And they'll hand it off to Vanderwagen. Vanderwagen around the right side with some running room. Vanderwagen at the 20, taken out of bounds. Near the 19, that is a first down for the Bulldogs.
With the team we talked about, Ravenna, not a lot of speed, but Vanderwagen, once he gets into space there, he does a pretty good job of, he's kind of a long strider and got some pretty good power as well.
Spotted a couple of Merrill varsity jackets coming up into the stands. So, well, the Vandals who had lost last week are here.
Checking out what might have been, maybe.
Yes. The handoff to Vanderwagen. Vanderwagen springs free over the left side, and Vanderwagen taken down near the 11-yard line. Very close to another first down.
Well, right now, the Ubley defense a little out of position, but also having a hard time wrapping up, and that's one thing that you have to do against these bigger backs here. Last week, they kind of went for the kill shots against Nouvelle, and that worked against the smaller backs of Nouvelle, but Ravenna, a much bigger team.
Second down and 1 coming up for the Bulldogs. They'll split a receiver up to the right. Zach Cortade, the quarterback, up under center. He'll hand it off to Vanderwagen. Vanderwagen at the 10. Vanderwagen at the 5. Forced out of bounds inside the 5. Near the 3. 6:26 remaining in the first quarter. The Bearcats with a 6-0 lead, but now the Bulldogs have it first and goal inside the 5.
Looks like Ravenna has found some room on the outside of the Ubley defense, which was very effective last week. They must have saw something in the film or just attacked with one of their back and say, hey, you guys come up and stop us. Watch out for the quick pitch on this one to the wide side of the field, which will be to the left-hand side.
First and goal from the 4. They'll hand it off and go right up the middle, and that is Jake Gardenauer, the ball carrier. And nothing doing there. In fact, lost about a half a yard on the play. So second down coming up. Second and goal for the Bulldogs from the 4. 6 minutes to play in this first quarter. The Bearcats' 6-0 lead is being threatened right here. Bulldogs up to the line of scrimmage. They'll send a man in motion on second and goal from the 4. The quarterback, Cortade, will tuck it in and run it himself and get into the end zone. Touchdown, Ravenna. We are tied up at 6 with the extra point pending. .545 left to go in this first quarter. We're tied up at 6. The Bulldogs about to kick the extra point. Zach Cortade, the quarterback, will be the holder. Philip Cantola, the kicker. Good snap. Ball is down and it's blocked. So with 5:45 left to go in the first half, it is tied at 6 from Herc Field. And I'm you're listening to High School Football on Cruise 102 FM.
Here's a simple rule of the thumb from your Farm Bureau insurance agent. If you have loved ones, if you have people who will suffer financially if something should happen to you, then you need life insurance. Your Farm Bureau insurance agent will help you determine the right amount for you and your family. Even stay-at-home moms need life insurance because they provide so many vital services that would be expensive to replace. Call your Farm Bureau insurance agent, Casey Yon of Harbor Beach, at 479-3288 and in Ubley at 658-8538 today for a confidential review of your insurance needs. Farm Bureau Insurance is serious about your security. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company, making your future more predictable.
Hello, my name is Janine Schmidt. Please stop and see me at 2224 Main Street, Ubley, or call 989-658-8538. The Casey Yon Insurance Agency, along with Farm Bureau Insurance, we are Michigan Insurance Company.
Welcome back to Herc Field in Ubley. 5:45 left to go in the first half. We're tied up at 6 apiece as the Bulldogs convert on a Bearcat turnover from inside the 10-yard line. Peruski on the return out over the 20 to about the 22-yard line, and that's where Ubley will have it first and 10. That was something that we talked about before we went on the air. The Bearcats cannot afford to make mistakes, and the Bulldogs right there made them pay.
Especially at this level in the playoffs. You don't want to beat yourselves.
That last scoring drive by Ravenna, 9 plays, 46 yards. Zach Cortade, the quarterback, with the 4-yard touchdown run. The extra point was blocked by Josh White.
Tied up at 6. Bearcats come out with the football on their own 22-yard line. Ryan Nash, the ball carrier. Nash up over the 25 to about the 27-yard line. A nice pickup on first down for Nash.
Ravenna back in their 6-man front, 6-2 defense. Ubley picked that up. Nice little off-tackle play.
Nash, they'll give him 6 yards on the play. It'll be second down and a long 4 coming up for the Bearcats. 5:15 and counting to play here in the first half from Herc Field and Ubley. Gorgeous afternoon in mid-November here in Michigan's upper thumb. The handoff goes straight up the middle. And that is going to be Brett Cleary, the ball carrier. Cleary stopped at the 29-yard line. Third down and about 2.5 to go for the first down.
The blocking here on third down will be key. That was the last play. Ubley had that pass attempt where they fumbled, and the blocking here on third down is going to be a big key to whether they pick up this first down or not.
Drake up under center for the Bearcats. 4.5 to play in the first half. Full house formation. They'll hand